Now we're going to have what is referred to now as open mic as soon as I remove my library off the top of this thing. And I'll just move this over here real quick. And we're going to have open mic. And I have a couple of brothers that I would like to bring up to share. And I'm really excited about this. Because let me tell you something. I want to bring one person in my life that probably has messed up more paradigms in my life than you ever imagined. And he never did it with a teaching. He did it with prophetic. There's things that we can articulate in the prophetic we can't find in the book. But amazingly, the book changes when we begin to flow in. And so I want to now, if he has anything, I would like to bring Ronnie, if you have anything.
Oh, yeah.
For those of y'all that don't know it, I have spent hours with this man. We have sat and searched and digged, and I want to introduce you to Ronnie Martin. And when you're done, we'll ask Leon Fancher, who has also been Father Five, and I just want these guys to share what their heart is. And when we get done, we're going to go to lunch. And no throwing food at people you don't agree with. I'm just kidding.
Well, glory.
I want to just get into what the Lord gave me in a hurry.
Take your time.
I've always been what most people would call a surveyor. I've been a land surveyor for a little over 50 years, and I'm still working. I made a decision yesterday, I've got to stop. But I love to work. And one of the reasons I'm in Arkansas, because the Lord spoke to me and told me to come here, and he set it all up. I mean, I came out of the Persian Gulf over in Saudi Arabia, working over there and out in the Gulf of Mexico, and then on land, and I ended up here. And he spoke this and said, I want you to go to Louisiana, to Arkansas. I am from South Louisiana. Come in this area, and I want you to walk this land over. I want you to walk this land over, and I want you to pray over this land. And so we've set thousands and thousands of markers all over this country. And I have walked probably a few hundred miles, because I've only been here close to 40 years in this area. And this is what the Lord has given me for this group. I was out in the woods the other day surveying, and the Lord spoke to me, and I want to tell you about a frustration. If you survey for 50 years, you know all the old methods of surveying and until the type of surveying we do now. And we work off of satellites, a lot of our work. And I was out in the woods, and the Lord said, I'm sending you some more satellites. Because, you know, years ago we had, it started out, we finally got one, we got two, and three, we got four. And finally we got to where we had some kind of control here on Earth for the satellites that we had in the air. Now we got quite a few satellites. And he's going to send me some more. My problem here on Earth is I have so many distractions and so many trees that are in the wrong place and so many little valleys in the wrong place, and it's hard for me to get readings off of these satellites. And this has kind of been a problem. So we got pretty smart, you know, and we begin to put
towers up. Towers up. We work off of towers. We work off of satellites. And we use all kind of other methods.
Even internet. We own the internet. Working off internet, learning how to survey. You know what surveying is all about? It's by law, we're supposed to retrace what our forefathers had done over 200 years ago. Now, they use compasses. And I'm saying all this for a little reason. And using compasses and setting corners all through this country. Every square mile was surveyed. And there's corners all over the country. My job now is to try to find these corners. Well, naturally, they got destroyed by the thousands. So now we're real smart. We understand mathematics. We know how to refigure how these corners ought to be and where they ought to be. And we work at this constantly trying to figure out where to put these corners. It's quite a process. Now, what the Lord was trying to show me out there in the woods the other day, I'm sending you some more satellites. Well, I look at things, when he speaks to me, he's not trying to tell me about surveying. No. So I get, Lord, what are you trying to say? And then he said this, I want you to point your hand out and point your fingers at everybody and say, satellite. Mm. You are those satellites.
Yes.
You are those satellites. You are those satellites.
The scripture says in Corinthians concerning we prophesy in part.
Yes.
We know in part. Well, this is what these satellites are all about. They are giving information to me here on earth.
Heavenly information.
Giving is speaking tremendous truth. I don't know what in the world they're saying in the first place. I have an instrument that receives this. It's set up to use that information to figure out where we are on earth. And the more satellites I get up there that are telling me information, feeding it to me, the more accurate I get. And we're constantly getting more accurate. What I used to survey, I've set many a corner in the ground. And I would stand up and I would point the finger right to you. This is where that corner goes, right here. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it. You mean you're ready to go to court? I'll go to court and I'll say right there in the court. And I've been to court many a time. This is where they're going. All they gotta do is put a few more satellites up there, and I find that my corner is gonna get shaky. And a lot of our truths have been like this.
Amen.
That's true.
And as God begins to speak, and we begin to receive.
Yes.
Can I put it this way? That every one of us are speaking in part.
Yes.
You know in part. But thank God for you. Because of you, we're beginning to see a picture.
Yes.
We're beginning to see. Understand.
Yes.
Confusion is beginning to.
Yes.
And probably a few years down the line, I'm going to find out that, this wasn't exactly perfect yet. Hallelujah. Yep. Right out here at the airport, we have a monument. And we put coordinates on this monument. Every year, we change them coordinates. I got some of these buildings around here. We got antennas up on top of them. Those things are constantly changing. And you change those points, well, naturally it affects everything. Hallelujah. I need some more satellites.
Yes.
I need some more satellites. Hallelujah. And thank God we begin to discern and understand what these satellites are telling us.
Yep.
Yes. Cool. Yep. And I point the finger at every one of you. In the days ahead, in the years ahead, you're going to have to learn how to discern. Yes, discern. And I'm talking about discerning the voice of the Lord. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, faith comes by hearing. We better begin to be good hearers.
That's right.
Real good ears. And that's just one thing I get with Leon every often. And this is, I constantly see this. We've got to have better ears.
Yes.
We've got to hear.
Yes.
We've got to perceive what the Lord is saying.
Yes.
We have no time to just waste time going this way and that way. I can walk through woods now with this equipment. And I can mark a line across the solid woods. You can't see 20 foot ahead of you. I can walk through there, and this little instrument will tell me exactly when I'm on a perfectly straight line for 1/2 mile. I just walk through there, boy, it tells me exactly where that line is. I can, a lot of times I just carry a big pocket full of nails, and I put a nail in. This is it. This is line. And I can walk around there through the jungle, you know, and I'm going like this, and I come back right on line. Boom! And that's the accuracy we're getting to. But those points that I'm putting on the ground are going to be challenged one of these days. The Arkansas law protects you, though. Possession. You know, we get into possession. You begin to possess something for long enough, it's yours. It's like a lot of our doctors. We're so possessed in truths that we think we understand and know. And we say, well, this is it. We don't like somebody to put some more satellites up there to tell us, oh, you're not exactly right. You're not exactly right. And so this is what the Lord was showing me. He made it so clear to me. Your satellites. But also your receivers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're going to pick up from different satellites.
Yes.
Different things. There's some things you probably want to, oh, I don't want that one. I don't like that information it's trying to give me. Listen. My sheep.
Yes.
Hear my voice.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So it is very needful. Lord, give us ears to hear your voice.
Yes.
Yes.
Hear your voice. And then when we begin to hear his voice, we begin to be more established.
Yes.
Peace right in the middle of the storm.
Yes.
It's not a maybe so, I wonder what he's trying to tell me here. But we begin to just kind of pray for each other, and we all begin to come together with one mind. It's something that God begins to put together, and we begin to really understand what he's saying. It's one of the things that me and the Lord kind of wrestle with so much. He gives me so many dreams, and he speaks so many things, and I sometimes it takes me weeks to figure out what he's saying. You know what I pray? Lord, help me. Help me understand that dream. Help me, Lord. Help me, help me, help me. And I wrestle with these, and I wrestle with these things. And sometimes I'll tell two or three people, and then I always say, I'm going to wait at least a week before I even open my mouth. And by the time I open my mouth, I got that figured out. You know, oh, this scripture here, he says, no. When he blows it wide open.
Yes.
He just puts another satellite, something, another truth would bang, just bombard me, and something is clarified in me. And oh, it's just so wonderful, that peace of God that passes all understanding. It just begins to just, I enjoy that peace. Hallelujah. And I just pray that his voice will be made so clear to you and that peace of God. I don't care what the future is. Trust in Him.
Yes.
Yes.
And He promises to order every footstep. He has promised to direct every phase of your life.
Yes. Yes.
He is the answer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And there's one thing I want to say, and I'm going to shut up. When this meeting is over, every one of you are going to think about it. But if everything that's said here, and everything that goes forward, if only Jesus Christ will be your thoughts, it will not be what any speaker, anything that went forth, but it must lift up Him. It must be about Him. Everything that we are understanding from all the satellites coming in is about Him.
Yes.
About Jesus.
Praise
about Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.